Good day to you. It's Moni. It's Moni Uncut, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. I gotta tell, like, my life story. This is how, like, I get my shit out. Okay, Moni, M-I-O-U-X-N-I-E. Follow me on everywhere. So yesterday I said I didn't wanna adult today. Well, it kind of showed. Because I ended up, the night ended being at what looked like a damn club. Now, it wasn't called a club. It didn't look this way when I first got there. I wasn't aware that at nighttime, this shit turns into a whole a damn club. So, yesterday was an adventurous day. Like, I did a lot. Like, right now, before I get another washer and dryer, I go to the laundromat. So, I went there and I did my linen. And from there, I went and picked up my artwork from this gallery. And spoke to someone that I'm very interested in working with in the future. I'll be talking to her soon. So that's pretty cool. I'll give updates about that coming up soon. Then I picked up Sis. And we chilled for a little bit. Then we went to Trader Joe's. Then I went to practice. Then from practice I left and went to this thing. So, like, in between I had no, like, time to, like, I didn't have any, like, time to do anything for me. So I felt like I was going around looking like Hammer Joe Mama. And I did. I was going around looking like Hammer Joe Mama. That's exactly how I went in sweats. So I went to this place. It's just a place where you can get some drinks. It, you know, they have a pool table in there and some darts. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, going. I've been outside before with a couple girls. Yeah, since I've been in Greensboro. So I actually have done more in Greensboro than I ever did the entire time I was in damn Raleigh. Anyways, so when I got there, it was, you know, quiet. There was a table there. Ordered some drinks. My girl was like, "Oh, you wanna do a shot?" I was like, "What's in it?" Okay, so I'm like, look, okay, birthday, both of our birthdays this month, so let me go ahead and say yes, I'll do a shot with you, girl, I'll do a shot. So we did a shot, and like, I'm like, this is not a normal shot, but okay. I had to drink it in like 3 drinks. I mean, I couldn't put all that in my, I was like, what the hell is this? It's called the Royal Flush. Anyways, so after that, I ordered me a glass of wine. And then, so we sat down, we chilled. Then it seemed like more people started trickling in. Then I saw a DJ coming in. I was like, okay, cool. And then it seemed like it was just starting to get crowded in there. I was like, well, my girl, she's like, you want another drink? I was like, okay, I'll get one more. So I got, another wine, and the lady emptied the entire bottle in my cup. Like, I ain't mad at that. Thank you. But I was like, okay, I need food. I wanted to order food. The kitchen was closed when I went up there the first time because it was on, I guess, a hiatus. I guess dude had to leave and go get some more. I don't know what happened. But he was not there at the moment. She was like, well, you can come back in a couple minutes and order. I was like, okay, cool. Came back and we ordered and food never came, never showed up. Then when it finally did, it was like, did people eat this first? And then they gave me the leftovers. Like, what is this? Well, I was like, no, thank you. Anyway, so the night seemed like it was very interesting. A lot went on, a lot happened. Like, I'm not being specific, but it was really interesting. I wasn't used to that. I don't usually go out, especially not to places like that. I don't. It's not anything that, like, it's not my speed. So, yeah, it's just a little bit much for me. Not that it was super bad energy. It's just not my thing. They look like they, everybody looked like they were having fun. I mean, I giggled. I did a lot of giggling. I laughed. People were playing pool. This girl, she almost got hit in the head. I guess she told her boyfriend. Her boyfriend approached the dude. Dude was like, I didn't do anything or something. I don't know. He was acting like he didn't do nothing. And he started getting scared. I was like, oh, Lord. Then the girl came up to me. She was like, oh, never mind. I was like, what in the hell? I was like, Lord. I mean, I was giggling. I wasn't scared or anything. But because, I mean, nothing was popping off. It was just like, wow, this is what's going on. It's time for me to go. And I'm going to go. So that was my... That was my day. Yeah, so it was pretty interesting. I'm not... it's not something that I want to experience every day. I got other shit to do. So I'm going to do my other shit. Yep, but it was interesting. Anyways, I hope y'all had a great day. I hope y'all are living y'all's best life on this month of October, because it is a blessed month. It's a month of harvest, and hopefully you planted a lot of good seeds. So hopefully you're reaping now all the good that you've planted. I guess I don't have too much to talk about right now. But yesterday I was very giggly. I did a lot of laughing yesterday. It felt so good to laugh. I laughed from the start of the day to the end of the day. To like 2:30 this morning. So it was a whole bunch of giggles. So emphasizing today, just to laugh, to enjoy your life, laugh, smile, be happy. Get shit done, of course, but do it with a smile, please. Enjoy your life. Don't let stupid shit control your mood and keep you from being happy. Find your happiness internally and keep moving forward. I think I'm done with this podcast for right now. But look in the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, sexy, amazing. You're doing shit. You're successful, healthy, wealthy, prosperous. And money is coming to you easily and frequently. And that you're thankful and grateful for every good thing that comes to you. And everything that leaves that was not meant for you. So be good, be blessed, be happy, smile. And I hope y'all have a great day. I hope y'all really have a great day. And I probably will be back on. I might be back on here later because this is a short podcast. And I might have something else to say. Anyways, y'all be easy. It's Monie.